Text for my address this morning is from Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, for the blessing of your gift of your Son, Jesus, we give you thanks. And as we hear your word this morning, may that word work in our ears and our hearts, that as we are blessed, that we would bless others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the wrap-ups of 2017 on the TV last night showed shootings and wars and the natural disasters and the man-made disasters and the untimely deaths. And perhaps your experience of 2017 involved personal heartache, struggles, pain. Is this what we've got to look forward to in 2018? Or really, who knows? I don't have a crystal ball. What I do know is that whatever 2018 holds for us, God will be there. God will be with us in that. And often we only see God's presence, God working in our world as we look back. In hindsight, because God operates in ways that we would not choose to operate. God often works through disguises for our sake. And so we go forward then into this year, this new year, into 2018 in faith. But faith in the one who holds the future in his hands. Faith in the one who blesses us and blesses our future. And that blessing was spoken over you last night if you were in worship. We heard it again in the readings this morning, God's blessing. God promises to bless. God chooses to bless. And so despite what we see in hindsight, what we experience, we can go forward into this new year knowing, trusting that our future is in the hands of one who guarantees it. For us, it's in the hands of the one who blesses it. Which is what Abraham was asked to do, was to trust. God said to him, "Leave everything and go where I'm leading you to go." Abraham didn't have a crystal ball either. He just went into his future. But he too went with the promise of God and the promise of God's blessing. He went with God's blessing where God was leading him. "I will make you a great nation," said God to him. "I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. All peoples on the earth will be blessed by you. What a promise. All peoples of the earth will be blessed by you. That's a promise that continues on even into 2018. It's a promise that God continues to keep. But it's a promise that is not always easy to keep. Not because of God, but because of the ways God chooses to work in our world. Because of the disguises God chooses to use. Because of the people that God chooses to bless through. In fact, you could say that God's blessings are always blessings in disguise. Just think about Abraham for a moment, and the line of Abraham, whom God chose to bless, this line of blessing, the descendants of Abraham. There's Abraham's grandsons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob's a crook, and the two brothers have no end of conflict. Their mother is a person who plays favourites. And then there's Jacob's own dysfunctional family. Joseph sold by his brothers into slavery. Moses, a murderer. And this whole generation who misses out on the promised land because of their disobedience. King David, also in that line, an adulterer. King Solomon, an idolater. What a fine bunch of upstanding people God chose to bless the world with. And yet bless the world they did. Not because they were good people, but because they were of Abraham's line. They were Abraham's descendants. And through Abraham's line would come the Messiah, the Christ. And it's through the Messiah that all people on the earth would be blessed. You know, whatever else the word blessing means, and it occurs over 400 times in the Bible, whatever else it means, blessing is a word that talks of relationship. And so God's blessing means that those who are blessed have a relationship with God. And a relationship with God means that the future is in God's hands. And that future then is secure. No matter what's happened in the past, no matter what will happen in the future, it's a future that is secure. God knows you. God notices you. God has your back. But this relationship is also often a blessing that comes in disguise. Let me tell you about Jimmy and Susie. Jimmy's 7 years old. He's sitting at his desk one day in class, and suddenly there's a puddle at his feet, and the front of his pants are wet. And he's horrified. He knew that he should have gone at recess, but he just got distracted. And now, what's he going to do? If the boys find out, he'll never hear the end of it. If the girls find out, how embarrassing. And then to make it worse, he looks up and he sees Susie walking straight towards him, carrying the class goldfish bowl that she's been asked to clean. And even worse than that, he sees the teacher now coming towards him, looking directly at him. And all he can do is sit there, trembling with shame, waiting to be exposed. And as the teacher arrives at his desk and is about to speak, suddenly Susie stumbles and she dumps the goldfish bowl into his lap and water goes everywhere, splash! But from an object of ridicule, now Jimmy becomes the focus of attention and sympathy. And the teacher rushes him up to the front office to get a change of clothes and some dry clothes. And the other children quickly get down on their hands and knees to pick up the goldfish and to wipe the floor dry. And Susie tries to help, but she's just shooed away. "You've done enough," they say. "Clumsy." At the end of the day, Jimmy sees Susie waiting for the bus. And he goes up to her and he whispers, "Thank you. You did that on purpose, didn't you?" And Susie gives him a gentle smile and says, "I wet my pants once too." Blessings in disguise. How else could we describe what Jesus has done for us? Shamed by our sin, with God's perfect law bearing down on us, demanding an obedience that we could never fulfill, Jesus steps in and takes our fall. He takes the ridicule, the shame, the punishment, clumsily nailed to a cross. And he too did it on purpose, so that all people could be blessed, so that all people could come into a relationship with God, so that all people could have a future that is secure. We don't need a crystal ball for 2018. We have the hindsight of God's blessing. Our future is guaranteed because we belong to God. We are His. Despite our imperfections, despite our failures, despite our shame, we are part of Abraham's line after all, because of Jesus' blessing on us. Jesus, our Saviour. And a blessing that continues to come to us in disguise, through water, through word, through bread, through wine. We are blessed again and again. And then, like Abraham, we are blessed to be a blessing, to bless others with a relationship with Jesus that we have. So as we are blessed in so many ways by our God in 2018, may we be that to others too. May we be aware of the Jimmies in our midst and have our goldfish bowl ready. Amen.